praise on my lips. Well, amen. We are going to bow before you this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning praising you in the middle of it because the blood still works. Father, we just trust you and we just know that no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it may seem, we are still going to praise you, Lord. We are not going to let a rock have more praise than we do, God, because we know that you are everlasting and everlasting. We know that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We know that you are the finisher of our faith, Lord, and we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us, all that you do for us, and all that you will do for us, God. Lord, we come to you collectively as a TNC family, as well as individuals under the sound of my voice, Father. We just want to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that goes on, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much that the stripes that were on your back heals us, Lord. We thank you that the precious blood that ran down Calvary just continues to bless us, anoint us, and guide us, Lord. We thank you that our sins are pardoned because of the blood. And no matter what it looks like, Lord, we know that the blood still works. So, God, we ask that you saturate this mind with the blood of the Lamb, allowing us to hear this call with clarity, unblocking any hindrances or distractions or anything that will not keep us focused to your word, God. We ask right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that you remove it so we can hear this word and hear with boldness, Lord. We thank you for the founders of this call who are both on the line, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. God, thank you so much for their yes. Thank you, God, for walking them in the anointing and the call that you have had for them. But most of all, God, thank you for blessing everyone around them, oh God. And Lord, as our speaker comes on this morning, I ask that they decrease so you may increase, that you continue to touch them and bless them. And God, we thank you for Artists International. The blood still works. This will be a billion-dollar company. It will artist the world, and people will have an opportunity to have better health and better finances. So God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood still working on our behalf. And we give you all of the honor, we give you all of the glory, and all of the praise. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can or will do about it. Go out there, be a great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there this morning?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my love. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And first, I want to thank you, Minister LaShawn, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with a powerful prayer. And again, I say good morning to everyone and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greeting. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and the reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two super fantastic, amazing, dynamic women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know that God does all things decent and in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we begin this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. That's rain, snow, sleet, hail, holiday. We will be here. And if you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. There you can also see what's going on with our prayer directives. You can see the bios of our speakers. And if you are feeling led to join the team, or if you feel like the Lord has placed a word in your belly for such a time as this, you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than the godmother of artists, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Dr. P.K. Roberts will be hosting her first Joy Retreat in Florida this weekend. For more information, please visit her Facebook page, and that is Pecola Roberts. The Kings of Artists will be hosting an Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas, March 27th through the 29th. We know that the Kings always bring forth good fruit, so you don't want to miss it. So check your back office or go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com for more information. We are on the seventh day of Lent, and I know for me, fasting social media is definitely disciplining my flesh. Spending that extra time in the Word of God or in prayer is amazing. So now I'm going to move out of the way so that the man of God can come forth and share what God has given him for us today. Our speaker for the day is none other than Pastor Charles Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck has a ministry for the masses. For the past 12 years, he has been delivering the message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. His unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He is known for bringing clarity to the Word of God. Although his sermons are highly acclaimed, they are very effective and applicable to the listener. He doesn't seek to speak over the heads of the audience, but rather utilize modern-day parables to reach them where they are. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center with 16 members. God continues to bless this church with over 200 members in attendance each Sunday. Pastor Chuck has an affinity for excellence. If it's not done with class, he does not want himself nor his church associated with. In a day and age where pastors have bodyguards and have distanced themselves from the sheep, he remains touchable and approachable. He cares deeply for every member of Kingdom Builders and the TMC call. He is a master administrator, visionary, and organizer. Pastor and organization from across the country have tapped him to assist them by a leadership conference, leadership materials, and counsel. While attending Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, he met his soulmate, Marcia M. Brown, a graduate of Spelman College. Marcia is an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader. She is the epitome of a helpmeet, as she helps meet the needs of her pastor and their ministry. The Lord has blessed them with 15 years of marriage and two wonderful children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released his highly acclaimed book, The Death of a Desperate Woman. If you have not read it, I suggest you do so. This book has been taken the nation by storm and has reached 9 other countries. The strength of his life-changing book was witnessed at the Essence Festival, where Pastor Chuck achieved the milestone of best-selling author Essence 2010. A revised edition of the life-changing book was released in April of 2014. Pastor Chuck is a highly sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. He has sung on the stage with some of the premier gospel artists of the day. I will now get out of the way and introduce to some and present to other none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you there? Pastor Chuck?
Pastor Chuck, you're unmuted. All you have to do is start talking. Good morning, everybody. I see you on the board. We can't hear you, Pastor Chuck. Hold on just a second, folks, because he's clearly on the board.
Okay. Hello.
All right. We got you. Go ahead, man. Yeah,
good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so very much for that introduction and for just being who you are in my life, to my family. We love you, and we appreciate you for the woman of God that you are, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and those who take part in doing this on a daily basis. God bless you and your service. All right, let's get to what God had for us this morning. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 through 24. New Living Translation reads, "Since you have heard about Jesus and have heard and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." We've been engaged in the series, and I'm going to go ahead and bring to a close, entitled A Better Way. The purpose of the series is to seek God for a way to be better by doing better, by loving better, connecting better, responding better, and so forth. We've discovered that there's a person, a better person in each and every one of us waiting to be discovered. There's a better you inside of you. And that's great news for those of us who acknowledge that the person I am is not the person I want to be the rest of my life. I can be better. However, being better requires doing better. And if we're unwilling to do better, we can't expect better. Expecting better requires a shift in our minds. And I want to close with this subject, a better mind, a better mind. You become whatever you think you are. Stop waiting for people to push you to be the best you and start thinking better thoughts, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Thinking better thoughts releases a better you. Lord, help us to have a better mind. Let me be clear about what I'm saying. Your mind is the engine that makes you go. If a car has engine problems, that car has a major problem. The engine is responsible for taking gasoline and converting it for motion. It literally creates little explosions, releasing energy, harnessing the energy, and then using this energy to propel your car to move. Your car goes as your engine goes. In the same manner, your life goes as your mind goes. Your mind is the component to your life that causes you to move. If you do not think properly, then you will stay stuck where you are. Therefore, it's imperative that you allow your mind to be better so that you can function in the best way possible. Don't allow the enemy to cause your engine to shut down. Your engine, your mind, requires maintenance and attention in order to keep those explosions, that creativity, that purpose-driven thinking going on inside of you, making you move forward in life. I've got a few principles that I want to share with you that I believe is going to help you to develop and maintain a better mind. Here's the first principle I want to share. Placing an old you in a new situation still results in the same old experience. Placing an old you in a new situation still results in the same old experience. In Ephesians 4:21, we read how since we've learned the truth about Christ, that we should throw off our old nature. We must learn to throw off any and everything that's keeping us from God. It has to be like it is when you discover that there's a bug crawling on you. Whenever you see something crawling on you, you immediately throw it off of you. You throw it down. And be honest, that one bug can mess up the rest of your day if you allow it to. You got to get it right off of you. Paul writes here in verse 22 that we need to throw off the old sinful nature and the former life and allow the Spirit of God to renew our thoughts and attitudes. In other words, you have to bring your car to the mechanic so that your mind can be new. Did you know that you can place a new engine in an old car and basically enjoy the benefits of a new car? That new engine breeds new life in an old vehicle. Don't read too fast or you'll miss what Paul is saying. He's telling us that the Spirit renews our thoughts and attitudes. I know most of us probably are not mechanics, but even if you can fix your brakes or change your own oil, most people on this line this morning can't fix their own engine. They have to bring it to someone who specializes in fixing broken engines. Sure, you can go to someone who tinkers around, but that person may miss something that can cause major damage later on. You need to bring your car to a specialist who can make everything right. Stop going to people who don't understand you to try to fix you. Stop calling people who don't know your heart to try to fix your heart. Stop calling folk who have never had successful relationships to help them, to have them to help you to fix your relationship. You need to go to the Holy Spirit who specializes in renewing broken thoughts and broken attitudes. I remember I was having some problems with my car a few years back. And I called my mechanic, Mike. He asked me what was wrong, and of course I told him what the car was doing from my perspective. From my perspective, it was shaking. From my perspective, it was just acting crazy. From my perspective, it was not handling like it usually would. And what I described to him really didn't make much sense because I was only describing the symptoms. My mechanic did what any good mechanic would do and ignored my description because he knew that something else was causing me to feel that shake. It was causing something else was causing the car to act funny and not handle right. He knew that something was prohibiting it from starting and staying on. So what he did was he plugged this machine into my car, which gave him a complete diagnosis of what was wrong. What's funny is I couldn't describe what was wrong because the problem was way more complicated than my understanding of it. And see, yes, God's ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts. The Holy Spirit is able to bypass all that stuff we say is wrong because usually we only talk about the external issues anyway. God, they're doing me wrong. They don't want me to succeed. They're making me sick. They're making me crazy. They're stressing me out. After a while, God says, enough, plug his mind into the machine and let's see what's really wrong. All of a sudden, you start to see that the problem wasn't with other folk. It was with you. And the Holy Spirit sees a broken mind, which leads to broken decisions, which leads to broken actions, which leads to consequences we don't like. And while we're describing the consequence, the Holy Spirit is saying, well, that's not really the problem. Here's the problem. She's not thinking right. He's trying to place and hold him into a new situation and expecting new experiences. Need a mind, an engine overhaul. Need a mind overhaul. We need a thinking overhaul. Stop trying to get to a new level if you're going to keep the same old mindset. A new outfit doesn't make a new person. A new house doesn't guarantee a new marriage. A new car doesn't guarantee a new man. A new relationship does not guarantee new love. Until you think differently, your life will remain the same. Until you think differently, your marriage will remain the same. Your attitude will be what it's always been. A new life comes from a new mind, which leads me to my next principle. Number two, God will not change your future until you change your mind. God will not change your future until you change your mind. Allow me to share with you something I believe is valuable. Your life changes the moment you change your mind. Your life changes the very moment you change your mind. So not only does your mind can function as an engine, it also serves as a steering wheel. It gives direction to the body of the car. The engine has to work, but the car also has to be steered. And here's what I found out about God. God does not steer our lives. He gives us the wheel and says to follow his instructions. That's why the Solomon proverb writer wrote, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He gives us directions and waits for us to make the right turns. The issue is we think that we know better than God does. How many of you will be honest enough to say that there are many times when you think you know better than God? We think we know better than God when it comes to our relationships. We think we know better than God when it comes to heart issues. We think we know better than God when it comes to down to how to handle situations and so forth. It's sort of like the mechanic situation again. Before my car stalled on me, I was on the phone with a pastor friend of mine, and as it began to sputter and eventually come to a halt, I was describing to him what was going on. He started telling me, oh, this is the problem, man, this is the issue. And he went on to tell me about the time his car stopped on him and what was wrong in his particular situation. And I didn't have a problem with what he said. But what he was doing was he was telling me his testimony. He was sharing his experiences with me. However, it was a problem. The problem was, although he's dealt with car problems before, he just wasn't connected to my engine and therefore couldn't tell me what was wrong with my car. See, we like to go to folk who aren't connected to us like God is and expect him to give us proper direction when all we have to do is talk to God and he will give us the proper instructions for our lives. Every scenario can't be handled the same way. So we need God to show us just what we need to do in each and every case. Listen to me, people of God. Your future depends on you changing your mind. Change your mind, change your future. Change your mind, change your season. Change your mind, change your life. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, New Living again. It says, so think clearly and exercise self-control. Think clearly and exercise self-control. Look forward to the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. Here's number three. Prepare your mind for action. Prepare your mind for action. Let me tell you something about this better mind, this better mindset, this better mentality. Your mind was never designed to be passive, but to be active. In the wrong hands, your mind can be dangerous, just like a car in the hands of a terrible driver crashes into walls and other cars, so does a mind crash in the hands of a terrible thinker. Paul tells us to prepare our minds for action, but he doesn't stop there. He also says to exercise self-control. Let me clear up something that baffled me for years. You are in control of what you think. I am in control of what I think. You just have to be disciplined in your thoughts. This means that I cannot allow any and everything that comes to my mind in my mind. Did you get that? You don't have to allow everything that comes to your mind inside of your mind. And that's why we've been deceived. We think that because something has come to our mind that we might as well let it in because it's already here. And that's the trick of the enemy. We have to learn how to do like the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, and cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Listen, stuff is going to come to your mind. I'm talking craziness. Craziness will come to your mind. Anything will come to you if you allow it. Some folk can make you so mad that you'll think about doing things to them that's outside of your character. And here's the issue. If you don't filter that stuff out of your mind, then the chances of you acting on it increases sevenfold. That's why we have to discipline what we think. Filter it out. Don't let every thought into your mind because you're better than that. Just because you show up to my house doesn't mean I have to let you in. Just because you show up and knock on my door doesn't mean that I have to let you through my door. Just because you show up at my home doesn't mean I have to allow you into my domain. I remember when we were dealing with some challenges in ministry, and I was a little down about it because I felt like we had moved past that issue. You ever thought you moved past a mountain only to find out that you were still circling around the same issue? All kinds of thoughts came to my head. I started thinking about the last time we were in this kind of mess and what resulted from it. And that thinking had me messed up. I was starting to become discouraged. I was thinking failure, and I began to feel like one. I was thinking about giving up, and I began to entertain walking away. I was thinking about going off, and I started getting mad. Are you kidding what I'm telling you? I was thinking it, allowing crazy thoughts to just roll around in my head, uncontested, and my actions and my emotions got in alignment with my thoughts. You must contest anything that is not of God. God does not quit. He does not even think failure. God is never without courage, so he doesn't allow discouragement into his mind. God controls what he thinks, and so can we also control what we think. You are not meant to fail even if you fail. We are not meant to stay hurt even if we're in pain. Discipline yourself so that you can change who you are even in a bad situation. I am blessed despite the mess I'm in. I'm healed despite the pain that I'm feeling. I'm delivered despite the chains I see. I am prosperous despite my account. I am whole even though I feel inadequate. I am thinking better, so now I am better. I'm thinking success, so now I can experience success. I'm thinking about life beyond what I presently see, and now I can experience what I thought in Jesus' name. As a man thinks in his heart, as he think it, so is he. If you become your thoughts, get this, if you become your thoughts, if that scripture is true and you become what you think, then why think crazy thoughts? If you become what you think, then why think low? If you become what you think, then why think bondage? Why allow depression to bypass you and just get into your mind? Eventually, when you think depressed, after thinking depressing thoughts, you're going to start feeling depressed. Why let discouragement come in if you don't want to become discouraged? Why think foolish thoughts if you don't want to act in a foolish manner or respond in a foolish way? I'm only more than a conqueror because I'm thinking like a person who's beyond a conqueror. I'm only the lender and not the borrower because I think lending thoughts. I'm only empowered because I think empowered thoughts. Think better so you can be better. Think free so you can be free. Think right so you can be right. Think promotion so you can be promoted. Think incredible thoughts so that you can have an incredible life. There is a better mind inside of you. And I want you to get that in this lesson on this morning as you go throughout this day, as you go to work, as you go and handle your business. Just control what you think. Filter out what those negative thoughts that come to your mind and hold on so fast to what is right, what is just, what is pure. Think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things that have virtue and excellence. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. There's a better mind in you. God bless you. I want to turn the call back over to the moderator right now.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Chuck, for an amazing word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we are so grateful for the man of God and his message, the better mind. Be a hedge of protection around him as the enemy tries to steal the gifts you have placed within him. Father, you know that he is working for your kingdom, so rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. Touch his ministry, his family, and everything he puts his hands to that glorifies you. Be his Jehovah Jireh, his provision in each and every situation. Continue to keep our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, in your perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We ask that you touch Mother Brumsfield as she is in the hospital. Give the doctors what they need to care for her because she is your daughter. Give her family the peace that passes all understanding. God, we know that sickness and disease are names, and fibroids and cancer are names, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. Let those who are suffering stand on your word. By his stripes, we are healed. So we believe that it is done in the name of Jesus. Touch our bereaved family. Give them your peace, God. Give them your joy. Let them walk around knowing that even though their family member is gone, they still have you, that they are in a better place. So we just thank you for the Des de Leon family. Continue to keep a hedge of protection around Artists International as we continue to shift, as you say, shift, oh God. And we just thank you for all that you do, Lord. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we say amen, amen, and amen. Remember that immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539 598 pounds. Dr. P.K. Roberts will be hosting her joy retreat this weekend. Please visit her Facebook page, Pecola Roberts. The Kings of Artists Empowerment Conference is March 27th through the 29th. Now, you all know that at each conference on Sunday, we have our church service. This time it's going to be 9 a.m. If you want to greet or help us with the service in any way, shape, or form, you want to be a part of the choir, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So if you're going to be there and you want to help us with the church service, please, please, please send us that email. And again, the current message, which I know I will be listening to again, can be heard by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Here's where I tell you to go out and have a great day and just greet your brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting and seating the people. Pastor Chuck, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, Father God, we're grateful for what we experienced on today. Thankful, God, that you spoke to our hearts and to our spirits. Ask now, God, that we will be doers of this word and walk in it, hold fast to it. We love you so much, Father. Continue to bless our lives and open up doors and pour out your favor upon us. Let your glory be revealed in us, oh God. We seek to magnify you and we live to worship you. We love you so much and we're grateful for you. We're grateful for being reconnected to you through Jesus' sacrifice. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you.